علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is your host Sayyid Salman Naqavi with the program The Gate of Knowledge. In this program, we discuss the narrations of the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and his wise sayings that are mentioned in the Nahjul Balagha as compiled by Sayyid Radhi. And we are discussing the different sayings that shine light upon how to manage our affairs in this world. And one of the important ahadith that are there, the narration from the Master of the Faithful, is about the way to keep good company, how to deal with people, how to maintain a relationship. And he has been quoted as saying, خالط الناس مخالطة إن متم معها بكوا عليكم وإن عشتم حنوا عليكم. So it's a very beautiful saying of the Mawla Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that meet people and interact with them and keep their company in such a manner that if you die, they weep for you. They feel sorrowful. They feel sad to have lost your company. And if you remain alive, and they should long to be with you, they should strive to keep your company. They feel good with you, they feel happy and pleased with you. They want to be in your company, they want to benefit from you. So this is a very important way of interacting with people in society. Good people in society keep good company, and they maintain their friendships and their relationships. We shall talk more of this in the next segment.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Nahjul Balagha, also known as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and greetings be upon him and his pure household. Regarded as one of the most authoritative sources of Islamic wisdom and knowledge, this book reflects the profound insight and spiritual teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on various matters, including ethics, morality, governance, and spirituality. The eloquence and wisdom exhibited in this speech and teachings within Nahjul Balagha have made it a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire and guide Muslims and non-Muslims alike in their pursuit of truth and enlightenment. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge. So we were talking about this narration of Imam Ali that you should keep company with people in a way that they, if you go away from this world and you are not there anymore with them, they feel sorry for you, they weep for you, they cry for you, they remember you with good thoughts. And therefore, the way is that we should keep this company in such a way that the Holy Prophet has been quoted as saying that he said, أحسن مصاحبة من صاحبك تكون مسلما. If you want to be a good Muslim, you should keep good company. You should deal with them in a very beautiful way. in a way that they feel that you are a good person and you are nice to them and you smile at them and you advise them and you give them good, you give them knowledge, you give them, you know, deal with them in such a way that they learn from you and they feel good with you. Or in other hadith, we find Mawla Ali saying, "Sahib al-Ikhwan bil-Ihsan, wa taghammad adhunubahum bil-Ghufran." He says that you should meet people and should keep company with them, with your brothers, with carrying out good deeds, ihsan. Be faithful to them, be good to them, be charitable to them, carry out good things for them. Wa taghammad adhunubahum bil-Ghufran, and forgive them for their mistakes, forgive them for their wrongdoings and sins, and advise them on how to deal with those situations. In the same way, Imam Sadiq says, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُحْسِنْ صُوبَةَ مَنْ صَحِبَهُ وَمُرَافِقَةَ مَنْ رَافَقَهُ. He says, a person who does not take care of his friends and who does not deal with them in a nice way, in a polite way, and then he is not from amongst us. So being a good Muslim, being a good Shia of the Holy Prophet and the of Imam Sadiq implies and means and entails that we should keep good company and should deal with them in a polite, nice way, in a way that they feel good. We shall talk more about this in the last segment of this episode.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, was a reserved scholar and historian who played a crucial role in compiling the sermons, letters, and sayings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, into the book Peak of Eloquence. His dedication to preserving the teachings and wisdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has ensured that future generations have access to the profound insights and spiritual guidance found within Nahjul Balagha. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, the Gate of Knowledge, with your host Sayyid Salman Naqawi. Mawla Ali is saying that keep company in a way that if you go away from this world, people weep for you. They feel bad for having lost you. When ishtum hannu alaykum, and if you are alive and in their midst, they feel they want to keep your company. They can't be away from you. They cannot remove themselves from you. They need to have your company. They seek pleasure in your company. You give them good advice. You are polite to them. You take care of their needs. Needs are not just material needs, even spiritual needs, even things, that, good advice, giving them hope, giving them things to think about and to benefit in this world and the hereafter. And you do it in such a way that they do not feel bad, they are not admonished, they don't feel that you are reprimanding them all the time. No. Even if you want to advise them, if you want to command them towards the good deeds, if you want to make them refrain from bad deeds, it should be done in a way that they feel that they want to learn from you and seek your advice and seek your company. It's not just you're giving them material support. Yes, if they are in need and if they require support and help, you will be helping them, providing for them. But more than that is the knowledge that you can give them, the advice that you can give them, and the way how you deal with them in a polite manner, in a smiling way, in a way that they feel pleased to be with you all the time. So this is one of the important ways of keeping good company in the light of Islam's teachings and the sayings of the Prophet and the Imams and Imam Ali. This is your host Sayyid Salman Naqawi saying goodbye. The program The Gate of Knowledge from IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه